From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. British Prime Minister David Cameron today told lawmakers more sanctions should be imposed on Russia if pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine attempt to expand their territorial control. Cameron accused Russia of enabling separatists to breach the fragile ceasefire agreement. Cameron joined voices with French President François Hollande and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who warned Friday that sanctions could be imposed on Russia if the Minsk agreements are not fully implemented and the ceasefire is not observed. Officials of the United States and Iran say they have made some progress in their negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. They say an agreement is still a long way off. Both sides described a second day of talks in Geneva between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as serious, useful, and constructive. A Liberian health ministry official says his country will continue to observe all Ebola preventative protocols and regulations until it achieves zero infections. This came as President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf Sunday ordered the lifting of the nationwide Ebola curfew put into place in August. Sirleaf also ordered the opening of the country's borders with its West African neighbors. French authorities say they have prevented six citizens from traveling to Syria under a new anti-terrorism law designed to curb the flow of foreign fighters to overseas locations. The French Interior Ministry says the would-be travelers' passports were confiscated. It says an additional 40 administrative interdictions are at this point being prepared. This is VOA News. Greece slid past its deadline today to hand economic reform proposals to its European creditors. Officials say they should have it ready by Tuesday morning. The submission is part of an agreement to extend the Greek bailout for 4 months. Last week, European finance ministers gave Greece until today to present proposals that would convince the country's creditors to grant the 4-month extension. U.S. President Barack Obama says a partial shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security would have a direct impact on the economy as well as national security. Speaking to a state governor's meeting at the White House, Mr. Obama said a partial shutdown of the agency would mean more than 100,000 Border Patrol, port inspection, and airport security agents would be left without a paycheck. The firm Birdman took key honors at the Oscars Sunday night. The drama was named Best Picture, and Mexican filmmaker Alejandro Iñárritu earned the Oscar for Best Director. Mike O'Sullivan has more.
Birdman, a story about a former movie superhero who reinvents himself on Broadway, earned 4 Oscars, including for cinematography and original screenplay. Co-writer and director Alejandro Iñárritu said the film was based on an improbable story.
The idea was really crazy. A script that starred with a middle-aged man, interior dressing room, cross-legged, floating, can go anywhere, and we are here. I don't know how that happened, but it happened.
Birdman star Michael Keaton lost the Oscar for Best Actor to Britain's Eddie Redmayne, who played physicist Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Kenya's Constitutional Court threw out part of the country's new anti-terrorism law today, including restrictions on the media. The court upheld a provision permitting authorities to detain suspected terrorists for nearly a year without charging them. 2 shopping malls, one in the United States and another in Canada, are operating with higher security following a terrorist threat made by Somali-based Islamist militants. The Mall of America in Minnesota and the Edmonton Mall in Canada say they are increasing security after Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab released a video Saturday appearing to call for attacks on Western shopping areas. An Egyptian court sentenced prominent activist Alaa Abdel Fattah to 5 years in prison today. He was charged with charged in connection with a law that bans protests. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.